When tension rises, the first person a chaplain may need to steady is the chaplain. In crisis, people often communicate distress through the body before they can explain it in words. You may notice pacing, clenched hands, rapid speech, shallow breathing, a raised voice, repeated questions, or complete withdrawal. These behaviors are not reliable signs of bad character or intentional disrespect. They may signal that the person feels threatened, overwhelmed, or unsafe. That matters because regulation comes before reasoning. When distress is high, long explanations, policy details, and quick solutions may not land. Pressure can feel like another threat. Even the command, calm down, can intensify the moment because it judges the person's response without addressing what is driving it. A chaplain offers something different, a regulated presence. Slow your pace. Lower your volume without becoming distant. Keep your posture open. Use short, clear sentences. Name what you observe without labeling the person. You might say, "I can see how difficult this is. Let's slow this down together." Or, "I want to understand what is happening for you." Also notice what is happening inside you. Crisis can awaken urgency, the need to fix everything now, or authority, the need to take control. Those impulses may come from care, but if they drive your response, they can turn presence into pressure. Take one breath, feel your feet on the floor. Ask yourself, am I serving this person's need for safety or my own need to stop the discomfort? Picture a hospital waiting room. A man is pacing near the desk after his wife was brought in following a serious accident. His fists are tight and he demands an update. Instead of correcting his tone or reciting procedure, the chaplain approaches at a respectful distance and says, "I can see how worried you are and how important it is to get information about your wife. Let's move to a quieter space and I can help connect you with the medical team." The chaplain validates the fear, reduces stimulation, and takes action within role. That boundary is essential. Chaplains provide spiritual and emotional support. We do not diagnose, treat, give medical advice, promise outcomes, or replace clinical and safety professionals. When needs exceed our scope, we stay relationally present and refer to the appropriate person. If safety is at risk, follow site protocols and involve trained responders. De-escalation is not winning an argument or forcing calm. It is protecting dignity, creating enough safety for the next right step, and refusing to add your anxiety to the room. Slow down, listen well, hold your role, and let your presence communicate you are not alone. Chaplain Resource Network is an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains.